Today's Amud for Chazara is Ma'id Katan Beis HaMabeis. We're holding on Beis HaMad Aleph by the first wide line, the end of the line, Ela Amar HaPapa. So we're trying to figure out who's the Tan of our Mishnah, who says they're only allowed to do Malacha for a Davar HaAved and not for Harvacha. And even when you do Malacha for a Davar HaAved, you can't do a Tircha Yaseira. So it says the Gemara, Ela Amar HaPapa, Hamani Rabbi Yehudahi. The Tan of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, the Tan we learned in the Braisa, that if you have a Mayan, a Yaitse Betchilo, it's the first time the Mayan is being used. It's mashkim imenu afilu stei beis habal. You're allowed to use it to water even a stei beis habal, which is only for harvacha, divrei Rabbi Meir. So that's obviously not like the Tan of our Mishnah, who was clear that harvacha is aser, only davar avid is mutter. Rabbi Yehuda imer, Rabbi Yehuda says that no, in mashkin el stei beis hashlachin, you can only water a stei beis hashlachin, which is a davar avid shacharva that it got destroyed. Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah imer, that loikach v'loikach. No, you can't use it for anything. That you can't water any field if it's a Mayan Chiyatza B'tchila. Yeser al kein amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said another Chiddush that even when you're watering a field for that's a davar aved, well, yifana adam amis amayim v'yashkel ginasu l'charvasai b'chulu shamayi. You can't move a canal. You can't redirect a canal. That would be a tircha yaseira. So you can't do that. So we see clearly in Rabbi Yehuda that you can only do a malacha for a davar aved, and even when you're doing malacha for a davar aved, you cannot do tircha yaseira. So it's mamish like our Mishnah. Before we get back to that, the Gemara just says, parenthetically, my harva, what did it mean when Rabbi Yehuda said, shecharva? Ilei mecharva mamish, that the field got dried up, said, lama li demashkele, so why would you be watering it? It's too late. Amar Abaye, what it means is shecharva mi mayon ze, the yatzula mayon acher. That the mayon that you were using until now, it got dried up, and now you have a new mayon. Now you have a new mayon, so you really need to water it. It's a davar aved, and Rabbi Yehuda gave a heter, but just that you can't do a tircha yaseira. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah imer the loikach v'loikach. I don't care. You can't do it. You can't water the field. Loishna charav mayana, loishna loicharav mayana. I don't care what the reason is, but mayon shiatsa betchila loy. If any time it's a new spring, you cannot water the field from a new spring. There's a chashash. Maybe the walls will cave in. You'll fix it. You'll do a tircha yaseira. You can never use a new spring. Now ask the Gemara, it seems perfect. Rabbi Yehuda is the Tan of our Mishnah. He says you can do malacha for a stei beis hashlachin, but not for a stei beis habal. And he says that even by the stei beis hashlachin, you cannot do a tircha yaseira. Mamash identical with our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, not necessarily true. Who says Rabbi Yehuda is the Tan of our Mishnah? Dilma ad kan loy kamar Rabbi Yehuda beis hashlachin and beis habal loy el mayin chiyatza betchila. Maybe the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says that you're only allowed to water a stei beis hashlachin and not a stei beis habal is because he's talking about a mayan that's a little bit problematic. It's a new mayan, and there's batzim a chashash that dilma asil and pule. Now maybe the walls will cave in. So that's why he only gave the heter for a stei beis hashlachin and not a stei beis habal of a mayan shelo yatza betchila. But when it comes to a mayan, that this is not its first time being used, deloy asilim pule, and you don't have a chashash that maybe the walls will cave in, so then afilu beis habal nami, so then maybe even a stei beis habal is going to be mutter to water. And not just the beis hashlachin, even though it's just for harvacha. Says the Gemara, that can't be, because mk mas nisan amayin tirmiye. So then who are you going to tell me that the Tan of the Mishnah is? It definitely doesn't fit with anyone else. It seems to be basically perfect with Rabbi Yehuda. You're telling me that maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds of something which is not like our Mishnah. We have no reason to assume that. Everything else is mamish lines up perfectly with our Mishnah, and therefore it makes sense that it's Rabbi Yehuda, Ela Rabbi Yehuda, the Tan is Rabbi Yehuda, and Loishna Mayan Chiyatza Betchila, Veloishna Mayan Shalayatza Betchila, and in truth, it is no difference between a Mayan, that it's its first time being used or not. Always, Vesa Shlachin in, Vesa Baal Loi, the heter to water the field will only be by a beis hashlachim, when that's a davar aved, and not by a stei beis habal, which is just for harvacha. So then why did Rabbi Yehuda mention a new well? Says the Gemara, v'hai deketani mayon she'ezavet chilo la'idiyach ha'koyched Rabbi Meir. It's to show the koyach de'atera of Rabbi Meir. Da'afilu mayon yoyzavet chilo mashkim b'menu afilu stei be'abal. Now Rabbi Meir held that even a new mayan, and even a stei beis habal, it's going to be mutter. So that's why we spoke about a new mayan, just to bring out the kayach of the heter of Rabbi Meir. Now, new sugya now, Itmar was stated, Haminakesh Ramashke Mayim Nizra'im B'Shabbos. The person weeds a field where he waters the field on Shabbos. So what's the halacha? Mishamayim Asrinin Be'. What do you give a masra for? Avada, it's aser. But what? Which malacha are you going to title this? So Rabbi Amar Misham Chayresh. Rabbi says it's included in the Isra of Chayresh, of plowing. And Rabbi Yosef Amar Misham Zareya, of planting. Now Amar Rabbi said that Kivaseh Didim Istavra, it's more logical like me, that's Al Chayresh, because Madarko Shal Chayresh L'Rapuyei Ara, Hainami M'Rapuyei Ara. Chayresh is always softening the ground to prepare it for planting, and that's really what you're doing here also. When you're weeding, when you're watering, you're softening the ground. So that's B'maisa what you're doing. However, I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, and no, we go Basar Machshava. Kivaseh Didim Istavra. I think it's more logical like me. Because Madarko Shal Zareya, the Zireya is about making the fruits grow. And here also, if you go Basar Machshava, so what he's really doing, you're right, he's softening the ground, but his intentions are in order so that the field, set everything in the field grows better. So therefore, it's really more daima to Zireya. Amar le Abaye le Rabba. Abaye said to Rabba, Daladidach kasha ulrav Yosef kasha. I have a kasha on both of you. Why can't you both be right? Ladidach kasha. I have a kasha on you. Mishum chayrish mishum zareya loy. It's only chayrish. It's not zareya. Rav Yosef kasha. I have a kasha on Rav Yosef. Mishum zareya mishum chayrish loy. It's not also chayrish. Why can't you both be right? And therefore, I think you're both wrong because I think it's both. It's both chayrish and zareya. V'chitem b'kol echadika tarti loy mechayev elachado. Maybe you'll tell me that you can never be chayev for two malachis for one act. It's not true. If a person prunes a tree, which it facilitates its growth, but he's also doing it because he wants the wood, he's chayiv shtayim. He's taka chayiv for two malachas. Achas mishum naiteya, one for planting because he's enhancing the growth. Achas mishum kaitzer because he's taking the wood for firewood. So kasha. So it's a kasha. You see, you could be chayiv for two malachas even though it's one act, and it's a kasha on Rambo and Rav Yosef who held that it's specifically one malacha, either chayresh or zareya. Eisver Rav Yosef l'Rabba. Now Rav Yosef asked the kasha to Rabba. Rav Yosef, who said that the name of the Isser is Zireya, asked Rabba, who said it's Chayresh. We learned in the Braisa, HaMenakish HaMechapel L'Klayim Leike, that if a person who weeds a field that has klayim growing in it, or he covers up some of the seeds with dirt, so he's Leike, he's Chayef for the Isser of klayim. Rabbi Akiva Imer, Af HaMekayim. Even if he doesn't actually do anything other than just let it grow, he passes by it and instead of taking it out of the ground, he lets it continue to grow. Even that's chayiv. So bishlam alididi damena mishum zayreya. So it says Rabbi Yosef to Rabba. When it comes to kalayim, we know there's an isser of zayreya. There's no isser of chayrish to prepare the ground to plant kalayim. So bishlam, according to me, namenakeish is chayiv mishum zayreya. Hainu daasir zriya bekalayim. So we know that zayreya is an isser by kalayim, and therefore it makes sense that this person who's menakeish is chayiv for kalayim. Alididach daamre mishum chayrish. But you who say that the isser is chayrish, charisha bekalayim. Sira, is there an isser of chayresh by kalayim to prepare the ground? There's no such isser of chayresh by kalayim, and therefore the braisa wouldn't make any sense. Elamai, it's because of zareya, like me. Amarlei. However, Rabbi said back that no, that the isser is not because of zareya. It can't be because of chayresh either. He rather it's mishum mikayim. The isser is because you're allowing it to continue to grow, like the shita of Rabbi Akiva. Ask the Gemara, but the Tanakama clearly is a different shita than Rabbi Akiva. Vamidikatani Seifa, that Rabbi Akiva Oimer Af Mekayim, that there's an Isser of just being Mekayim, Mechlad the Tanakama La Misha Mekayim Hu. It's mashma that the Tanakama doesn't have an issue of Mekayim. Says the Gemara, no, Kula Rabbi Akiva Hi. I'll tell you that the entire Braisa is Rabbi Akiva, and the way you read the Braisa is that Umatam Kamar, is that the Seifa of the Braisa, when it brings Rabbi Akiva, is coming to explain the Resha. Then ma tam amenakish amechabe beklayim loike. What's the reason that a person who's menakish or mechabe beklayim and he's chayiv malkos? It's mishum mikayim. It's because of the fact that he's allowing it to grow. She Rabbi Akiva oimer afa mikayim, because Rabbi Akiva taught us that mikayim is aser by klayim. Now, as an aside, the Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Akiva. What's Rabbi Akiva's makar? The Tanya we learned in the Braisa that sadecha leitizra klayim. You're not allowed to plant klayim. Ainli al zayreya mikayim minayin. How do I know that there's an iser even just to be mikayim? Tam aloymer klayim saduch aloy, that even by being mikayim it saduch aloy saducha. The extra word saducha is coming to teach us that even just having it in the sada, even that's an iser when it comes to klayim. Al kapana, there's no kasher from the braisa on the shita of Rabba.